Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Celebrate him who came from
Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're gonna sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. Can you see what the Lord has done?
My ears have heard.
Thank you.
beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Pure.
Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. Tell you how beautiful. it tells me so. It tells me so. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your faithful. All my
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Ghost. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. If you can hear me, please let me know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. The beginning and the end. We bless the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be honored. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Please turn your Bibles with me. Thank you, Mary Emma. Please turn your Bibles to Psalm 8. Psalm 8, please. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to Psalm 8. We're just going to read it first before we go in deeper into prayers this morning. In the name of Jesus, welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in his mighty and matchless name. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling has thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Father, we bless you. And we thank you, O God. O Lord our God, there is no one greater than you. How excellent is your name. How excellent, O God, is your name. We bless you this morning, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, in the beauty of your holiness. We lift up the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. You woke us up this morning. And we thank you for the breath that we breathe. That is yours, O God. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the gift of life. We don't take that for granted. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for our children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our spouses. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Great-grand, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our siblings, our brothers and our sisters, our nieces and our nephews. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice, those that are here right now and those that will listen at another time. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Holy Spirit, bring your presence in our midst. Take preeminence in this service this morning. Take preeminence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in every area of our lives. Let the holy light of God shine. Hallelujah. Let there be light. Holy Spirit, move in every area of our children and grandchildren's lives. Let there be light. Oh, Holy Ghost, move on this inner service and let your holy light shine in the name of Jesus. Let your holy light shine in every area of our lives. Hoover, 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 oh God, in the name of Jesus. Flutter over our lives, oh God. Make the crooked flat path straight, oh God. Make a way where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us. Holy Spirit, direct us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, breathe in each and every one of us this morning. Spirit of the living God, breathe in us. Breathe in us. Refresh our spirit. Spirit of the living God, breathe in us and refresh our spirit. Refresh our soul in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, refresh us. Refresh us. Refresh our soul, heal our soul, make us whole. Holy Spirit, refresh us, breathe on us, breathe upon us, breathe, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Take away sickness and take away disease. Holy Ghost, breathe, renew our minds, our thoughts, breathe on ourselves, breathe on ourselves in our bodies. Breathe on our tissues. Breathe on our organs and our system. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Breathe upon each and every one of us, oh God. Breathe upon us. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. We receive the breath of God. This morning we receive it in the name of Jesus. His holy breath, his precious breath, we inhale his breath. We inhale his breath. We inhale the breath of God, the refreshing breath of God. We inhale the breath of God in the name of Jesus. Breathe in the atmosphere. Blow your breath in our atmosphere, Holy Ghost. Blow your breath in our atmosphere. Blow your breath in our homes. Blow your breath in our children's environment. In the name of Jesus, blow your breath, oh Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, on our spouses, blow your breath on this in this prayer service. On the radio, blow your breath on the prayer line, oh God. Let your children receive, oh God. Inhale the breath of Almighty God. Refresh us, oh God. Refresh us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And restore unto us the joy of your salvation. Holy Spirit, strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, perfect all that concerns our lives. Spirit of the living God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Almighty God, for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto our children, O God. Be merciful unto our grandbabies, O God. Be merciful unto our great-grandbabies, O God. Be merciful unto our spouses, husbands, and wives in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon our parents. Be merciful unto each and every one of us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Father, we cry out to you for mercy. In the name of Jesus, O God, your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Release your mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. O Father God, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, let this day be a day of new beginnings in Christ Jesus. O Father, we thank you. We cover this service of the blood of Jesus. We cover the airways, the cyberspace, the networks with the blood of Jesus. Our environment with the blood of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, what can wash away our sins? Think by the blood of Jesus, what can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. The blood of Jesus that makes atonement for, had made atonement for us once and for all. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we receive all the blessings that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive the covenant blessings, the mystery blessings, the hidden blessings, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, you are a covenant-keeping God. And Almighty God, we bless your name. Father, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let your perfect will be done, O God. Let the holy angels, O God, war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Holy angels that are assigned to our children. Holy angels that are assigned to our grandchildren. Holy angels that are assigned to our nieces and our nephews. Holy angels, O God, in the name of Jesus, to guide and protect, O God, and to do your biddings. Holy angels that are assigned to our spouses, our husbands, and our wives, O God. Oh, even the holy angels that are assigned to this prayer line. Holy angels, oh God, let them guide and protect us and do your biddings in our lives. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We honor you, oh God. Blessed be your name, oh God. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of our children and grandchildren and the glory within them. Be a wall of fire around, oh God, our husbands and our wives, O God, and the glory within them be a wall of fire around each and every one of us under the sound of our voice, and the glory within us be a wall of fire around, O God, our parents, O God, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, and the glory within us, within them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we put the armor on each and every one of us this morning. The armor on our spouses, our children, those that are connected to us, our grandchildren, nieces and nephews, O God. In the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, including myself, we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we come fitly dressed, O God, in the name of Jesus, with your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the mighty and the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we thank you this morning, every day. It's a day of thanksgiving. Father, we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah, Lord. Let arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we walk by your Spirit and not by flesh. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for provision in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we bless your name. Almighty God, we praise your name. We adore you, O God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. My brothers and sisters, turn your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Mark. Mark 14. Mark 14, 3-9. Mark 14, 3-9. And being, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn this word from a logos word to a rhema word. Let your anointing flow, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray, O God, that as this word comes forth, we receive it. There will be inspiration, transformation. Let the word be like a two-edged sword. Let a word encourage us, edify us. Your word. And so, Lord, we thank you for what this word is going to do for us. We give you honor and glory. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, a woman. Now, who are we talking about? This is Jesus. So, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And you break the box and pour it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment? Might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And then murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She has done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. Early I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken for a memorial for her. Hallelujah. What have we done that can be spoken as a memorial? What have we done for Christ? What have we done for Christ? What mark have we made that generations after generations will hear? Hallelujah for Christ. It's not about a big position. What have we done that your generation, your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, long after we've left this earth, they will be able to say, we heard about a man or a woman named so-and-so. That was my great-great-great-grandfather or great-great-grandmother. And then your great-great-grandchildren will talk about what you did. What you imparted, even though you are resting, we are resting with the Lord. What legacy? We're not the world legacy. I'm not talking about houses. I'm talking about legacy that goes from generation to generation. We're talking about spiritual legacy. Hallelujah. That was sustained. Your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, what legacy, what will be a memorial? Hallelujah. You have to sit down and think about those things. It's very, very important. Jesus said to this woman, he said, wheresoever this gospel, the word of God, shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken for a memorial of her. Think about it. Think about it. We've heard this. Is the Bible. Look at the Bible. Look what all the characters in the Bible that have done. The Bible, look. It's left. It's historical. The historical books, some of the books are historical. We've learned from the characters in the Bible. The woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the alabaster. We learned about King David. Yesterday we talked about the four friendship. How many years ago this thing happened when Jesus was alive, but it's still a memorial. We learn about Mary and Martha. learn about Lazarus. We learn about Esther as memoria. We learn about Ruth, memoria. Hallelujah. We're talking of a memorial that will be a blessing from generation to generation yet unborn. And I want you to take time, because only what we do for Christ will last. We're talking about a spiritual memorial. What can your granddaughter, your great-great-granddaughter say about you? Hallelujah. Oh, I suppose that she never met me, but you must have done something significant. Children will tell their children, and their children will tell their children, and their children will tell their children. This is what, how history, hallelujah, the Bible. Who wrote the first books of the Bible? Moses. Hallelujah, who narrated this book of these books? It was Almighty God. And this is why we have the Bible. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of Almighty God. We take things so much for granted. Hallelujah. And people, when people pass away, they read their life sketch and all these things. We're not talking about these physical things, the land, the property, the money. No, all those things will pass. And we're talking about spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. Heavenly blessings. In the name of Jesus. And this is why. In the villages, in not only in Africa, but all over, they have the grind, the storyteller that keeps the story of what happened, and people will learn about history, what went on during ABC time. And so someone can sit and tell you or tell me about history, or someone will do research and learn and write about it, because we got to learn from those things. Hallelujah. In the physical sense, in the solid sense, we have to learn. Amen. But we, this morning, I'm speaking about the Word of God. What spiritual legacy? What have you written down? Do you have a journal? Do you have a journal that your granddaughter or son can pick up when they're going through changes, and they can say, oh, grandma, A, B, C, D? Do you have a journal? What did you leave? What are you going to leave? That your children, even your children, when you leave this world, they can remember, and they can tell their children and children's children. Hallelujah. What memorial. This woman, she took her last. She broke protocol. What am I saying? This woman, she came in the house where Jesus was, brought ointment of spikenard out, and she poured it on his head. Look, when we study this stuff, that's a whole year earnings. That oil. If you look at it in today's money, as we did a calculation one time, it's almost thousands and thousands of dollars. But she gave Jesus her best. Wow. Don't you wish you are dared with that opportunity. You need to give Jesus your best. The best. You know, many years, even up to now, years ago, people will ask why you don't have the prayer meeting. Even some of the people in IM, they say that to me. Why don't you have the prayer meeting in the basement of somebody's house? Or why don't you have the prayer meeting? Why you have to go to the hotel to have your meeting? Number one, the Lord instructed me in 2010. To give me that instruction. So first of all, I'm following what God told me to do, number one. And so we are obedient unto the Lord. It's not what people think or say, because the Lord who sent you there will provide. But let me ask each and every one of you this morning, think about this. Think about every mother, every father here this morning. And the Lord told me to ask this question, not to you, but for one of our friends. And we try to do our best when we do these services. We give our best all in all. And literally, the Lord provides. I don't have to worry about that, not because he provides. But the Lord said, when they ask you that question, if your daughter was getting married, will you have a wedding in a basement? If your son was getting married, wouldn't you do your best for your son or your daughter? Would you, if your daughter were getting married, would you, and you know you're the mother, wouldn't you, if you're working, you will work to make sure that wedding is beautiful and successful. You will go out of your way to make sure it's beautiful. Your invitations will be splendid. You will make sure to buy yourself the most beautiful dress. You will make sure there's enough food for the wedding. The decoration will be beautiful and splendid because your daughter or son is getting married. If you have it, you will go above and beyond for that daughter, for that son. I know I would. But when you will get the best dress, and we will put it on our best suit and we'll be proud parents and everything. We walk around with that pride. We're so proud of our children and we don't care what it takes and all that stuff. Comes to Almighty God, we must do things in a mediocre way for God. We must not be extravagant when it comes to God, but yet and still I must be extravagant. Again, when it comes to my children, my grandchildren, and I must not be extravagant when it comes to Jesus Christ. No. You cannot do that. And if you've been doing that, it's wrong. Because your children did not breathe in you and make you a living soul. Your children, my children, cannot heal my body. My children cannot provide for me according to their riches. They don't have it. My children do not carry the blood of Jesus in them. My children cannot send holy angels to guide and protect me. Hallelujah. My children did not create the universe. They did not call things into existence. My parents did not call things into existence. The members of this prayer line did not call things into existence. The breath I breathe is the breath of Almighty God. Hallelujah. God. What about God? What about God when you look in, especially in the African-American churches, people go to church dressed all kinds of ways, jeans, they're dirty looking, but when they're going to a party, they're all dressed up. And you go to these African-American churches and say, come as you are. No, they act like they don't have. Yeah, but look, go to a wedding and see these African-American children all dressed up. The eyebrows, the this thing, and men, everybody all dressed up looking so good. But when they come to the house of the Lord, they want to wear jeans and sneakers, and the women wear stuff that look, they just look terrible. I hate it. I can't stand for people to dress like that to go to church. And thank God I trained my children how to do that. It looks terrible. And I know Africans, we don't do that. We're coming in the presence of the Lord. Think of God, let us be like the woman with the alabaster she gives her last. If you're going to give your last to your child, which you love, which is good, nothing wrong, all of us do that. But when it comes to God, we want to give peanuts of our time. And then we put conditions on God. Oh, no. The pastor didn't do A, B, or C, so I'm not doing A, B, and C. And we look for all the excuses. But when it comes to our children, I don't care how bad they are, we will go above and beyond for them. What about God? What memorial? This woman left a memorial. What are you going to leave? What books? What things? What is your gift, your talent? What is your great-grandchildren can say about you? Father, we bless you. And we thank you this morning Father, we adore you, we worship you. Oh God, our Lord, excellent is your name. Lord, touch each and every one of us this morning. Touch our hearts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all those that are here with unspoken prayer requests, that you will hear their prayers in the name of Jesus and answer, oh God. Put a shield of favor around each and every one of us, oh God. Those that need healing, heal, deliver, set us free, oh God. Those that need provision, provide for us according to your riches in our walk with you. Forgive us, oh God, that sometimes we don't put you first. Have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch each and every one this morning. Let your kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Father, cover each and every one with the blood of Jesus. Be with all of us, guiding and protecting us, leading. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, I lift up Mariama this morning. Hear the Spirit of the Lord say complete restoration. Father God, and I thank you for complete restoration. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the victory in Christ Jesus. Thank you for victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for restoring unto her all that the enemy has stolen. Thank you for restoring in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to bless her. Take her from glory to glory. From strength to strength, from favor to favor. Bless her children, her grandchildren, her mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are the glory and you are the lifter of their heads. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Take your time, read your scriptures, and let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart in the name of Jesus. I will be back on at 3, in fact, before 3, 2:30. And so we can pray and get your communion ready. I'm going to continue praying for healing. Get ready. Come expectant so you can receive a word. If you have to pull on the anointing, if you want to hear from the Lord, you got to pull on the anointing. As you pull on the anointing, the Lord will release the prophetic word for yourself and your children. Hallelujah. So come prepared at 2:30, 3 o'clock, so we can pray, amen, in the name of Jesus, and you can be blessed. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.